for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Assemblymember James Ramos, who represents much of San Bernardino County in the California Assembly, held a virtual town hall Monday recognizing International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
According to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's website, International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day is, quote, an event in which survivors of suicide loss come together to find connection, understanding, and hope through their shared experience. This year's was on Saturday, November 21st. The Monday, November 23rd Zoom event brought together representatives from San Bernardino County Behavioral Health, the City of Rancho Cucamonga, and Uplift Family Services. Here's Assemblymember Ramos.
Besides the grievous loss of a loved one, another layer of tragedy is added because we know that too often suicide can be prevented. We also know that suicide affects more than just the victim. Family members, friends, and our community are also affected.
Ramos touted his bill, AB 2112, which establishes a statewide office of suicide prevention, which was signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. Ramos says having such an office is especially important during the COVID-19 pandemic.
California needs to make mental health a part of every emergency and economic recovery. People are suffering unimaginable losses now and are struggling to deal with them. We need to have mental health services available as a forethought, not an afterthought.
One of the town hall guests was Dr. Veronica Kelly, director of the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health.
I can say locally, we've seen a 26% increase in calls to our suicide hotline. And to sort of reframe that, that can be seen as a positive because what that means is that people are actually reaching out for help. Our county has a number of resources available to help everyone during the COVID crisis, which can be accessed via our COVID crisis line, our access line, as well as anyone can call the National Suicide Hotline at 800-273-TALK.
The full town hall is available on Assemblymember Ramos's Facebook page. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
Wild turkeys are flourishing across the state presently. They were first brought to California in 1877 for hunting. But as the globe warms, wild turkey habitat may change. It's not that they'll go extinct. It's that some of their home won't be suitable for them to live in. Last year, Audubon, California mapped how turkeys and other birds will fare under three different climate warming scenarios. Andrea Jones is the group's director of bird conservation.
Our models are predicting 19% range loss. They'll march up into the foothills, they'll march to the coast, they'll head north.
If that happens and turkey populations skyrocket, hunting is an option for population control. As of now, people are allowed to hunt 5 wild turkeys a year. But other turkey experts say those already living in cities will stay put because there's too much food and water in urban areas. Governor Gavin Newsom is in quarantine, but he gave a COVID-19 briefing Monday from his house. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
The Newsom family is under a 2-week quarantine after 3 of the governor's children were exposed to a CHP officer who later tested positive for the coronavirus. The family all tested negative but are quarantining in compliance with local guidelines and will be tested regularly.
As it relates to the house, I'm blessed because we have many rooms. I'm able to do this without kids jumping on top of me. I'm in an office.
Newsom and his wife have 4 children between the ages of 4 and 11. The governor revealed they have a live-in employee from overseas who also tested negative. Newsom faced tough questions from reporters about photos that surfaced of him dining with a large maskless group at the Michelin-rated restaurant The French Laundry. He continues to say attending the dinner was a mistake. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Shereen Awad, KVCR News.